And this will be a mantra of ours next year and forever.
So the big question is, what are top agents doing to absolutely crush it in real estate? To get the answers, we interview the top real estate agents to learn their secrets to success. If you would like one-on-one access to over 26 of the top agents in the country to help you scale your business, then head over to eliteagentsecrets.com/partner, or you can just click the link in the description below.
My name is Andrew Dunn.
And my name is Peter Michael. Welcome to Lead Agent Secrets. So, which leads us very nicely into topic number two, which is growth. Growth, growth. How do you grow? Why is that our topic number two?
Why is that the topic number two? Why do we grow? That's a great question. I think initially when an agent is building a team, and I'll say this for me too, whether it sounds good or bad, like you're saying, I want to grow more. I want to do more. I want to make more. Like that becomes the first thought in growth, right? Because you're in this new industry and what's this all about and how much can I make or how much can I accomplish? I will say this, as you start to develop a team and transition into a leader role, that totally changes. I think it changes naturally, but if it's not changing, there's probably a problem and you need to reevaluate what you really want to do, because again, we got to go from, like I said earlier, from being a doer to a leader. And that is success through others, right? And making sure that they are set up. And it's this transfer of knowledge from us to them to help them be successful. And again, if we help enough people be successful, we will ourselves. And we've heard that many, many times before. But so that really becomes back to your question, like, why do we grow? Well, that's to create opportunities for those on our team. I mean, that want to go into agent mentor roles on our team, that want to, maybe oversee a sales team, that want to go from, being a sales leader. And the bigger we get, the more layers of leadership and opportunity we have. That's exciting. And if you can't create opportunities for others with minimal stuff and opportunities in business yourself.
Very, very interesting point you bring up here. So, you can't create opportunities for others if basically you're not producing, you're not putting the numbers on the board. There's nothing that you have the ability to kind of guide them, right? Because sure. As you're building the team and as you're growing, your growth also has to be internal.
That's right.
And I think that will lead and drive the external. So the common mistake that I see in our industry, I think there's a difference between growing a team that is prosperous and just putting people in roles and filling, the gaps and plugging holes. I don't know about every agent, but a lot of agents get into this business and they just want to leverage themselves out. Do you think there was a time and a point where they're doing it maybe too soon, maybe before they are able to have that moment for rapid growth?
Yeah, I think so too. I think if people are trying to, in a sense, leapfrog that next level, that's where it can backfire on you. And I'm sure there's people doing that successful as well. Again, it's been 17 years. It's taken us quite a while. But if you want to do it solid and sustainable through transitions, through recessions, through market shifts, through interest rate changes, whatever it is, it has to be solid. Or it can backfire on you. You're gonna do something so fast that it will. It'll backfire. And I think heading into it, this recession, as we talk about this here at this point in time, like we feel extremely confident what's going on. Like we have no doubt we're going to grow our business next year. And because I believe we're that solid in what we provide, how we do it, the coaching, the leadership, the systems, the tools. And I think our agents have that exact same confidence because they're not seeing us run around worried and scared and not have systems and processes in place that will prevent that from happening.
Yeah, and I think that all comes from the growth that you've done over the last 17 years, right? You have grown every single year. You have hit different goals. You've rebuilt. You've learned from your mistakes, which provided additional growth. And ultimately, the way I think of growth is you are transitioning from one role into the next in your business, right? Yeah. You grew initially from being a single agent into now becoming a leader for your assistant in a way, because they had to buy into your vision in order for them to be comfortable and confident that you'll be able to make payroll this month, next month, the month after that.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I'll say this growth. Sorry to interrupt. this is something I've recently heard. It was actually at a Tom Ferry training, a leadership training. It was phenomenal. And it is so simple, but it really sticks with me and resonates with us. And this will be a mantra of ours next year and forever. But, you know, first of all, growth can be messy. That's okay. We got to know it's going to be messy. But what was said, it was by Phil Jones, actually, who wrote the book, I believe, if I'm not misquoting it, What to Say and When to Say It. Phenomenal book. But basically, if you break it all down to the core of anything that's really, really successful, they do the basics to high standards consistently. And I think in this industry, like I said at the beginning of this, there's so many shiny objects that can distract us. And it takes us away from doing the basics to a high standard consistently. You know, and I don't know if there's any one of those three that's more important than the other, right? I think they are all very important. Consistently is critical, right? If we skip the basics, it's going to get messy. And if we don't have high standards, we're not going to have repeat business and referrals and past clients and a great experience from our clients. So that was something that stood out to me when we talk about growth. Like if anyone's going to grow, just make sure those core things are in place. And if they are, I think you're going to be fine.
I think one of the very few things that a lot of agents miss is actually having clarity on what those basics are.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know what they are, you don't know what you need to be doing. You don't know what you need to be repeating. So I think it would be very useful for us to define what the basics are. What are the basics? Like when I'm joining Mark's team, what are the basic things that I need to do over a long period of time consistently to get an outcome?
Great question. With that said, I will say this is teams are built in different ways. They have different focuses, whether it's we're all social media or we're all prospect driven or we're the you got to come in and, you know, the boiler room, you know, 9 to noon, you got to make 150 contact, you know, like, and those can all work. Those basics in those different models will be different and they will all work. You know, in our world, in our team, we know there's, you know, key metrics we have to track. I mean, and we have to have accountability. You said that earlier on, but accountability becomes the key thing. But we're prospecting base, right? I mean, we have core things like, how many open houses an agent needs to hold, you know, how many contacts they need to make, appointments set, just these are some very, very basic things. And they have the autonomy to do these things in different ways. We're not going to tell them exactly what to do. We're going to teach them and have them focus on their pillar that they can execute at the highest level and convert, but we got to hold them accountable to those core things. Another great quote I love is, I think this is also a Phil Jones quote, is people will do two things. They will do what they want to do and they'll do what they're checked on. That's it. And you think about in your life, like this is so true. Cause when you have, you know, if you're not going to get checked on something, most people are just kind of doing whatever they want. And when they are checked, know they're going to be checked on something, held accountable, they'll most often do it. It's human nature. There's some weird thing about accountability we like, right? And we know it's good for us, but if someone's going to check on it, we'll do it.
Thanks for listening to this episode. If you would like one-on-one access to over 26 of the top agents in the country to help you scale your business, then head over to eliteagentsecrets.com/partner, or you can just click the link in the description below.